This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, get involved in the conversation. Do your homework. Find out, you know, it's I don't want to go off on this because I won't get off it. But then if I don't go off on it, it's going to be taken out of my head. That conversation we just had about MeWe. You know, people jumping off of Facebook. Right? But one person brought up, I think it was a great, 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 great point. So the first thing I see when I hop over there is somebody who's posted something says basically, hey, you morons, you came over here to get away from Facebook, and then you start posting stuff pointing people back to your Facebook. So now you're driving traffic from MeWe back to your Facebook. Do you not get it? If you're really trying to get away from Facebook, don't post anything to. Right? Don't send people to stuff on there. If you're really trying to do something, cut ties, period. Now, we have decided not to do MeWe. What was the other one? Gab and MeWe. Because if you do your homework, you'll find out they're owned by people that don't like you. That don't like the majority of the people that listen to this show. So why would you support that? Why would you set yourself up again so that somebody, somewhere, somehow, is going to get teed off when they start to grow like crazy? They don't like your content. They don't like what you have to say about something. And you're done again. Your stuff starts getting pulled again. And then you've got to build all over again. You know what? People will get tired of chasing you everywhere. They're just not going to do it. So, yeah, I think we have a presence or had a presence on Gab. We killed that. I think we have a presence on MeWe because everybody seems to be running there, but we're not going to post to it. You've got to do your homework, people. And I'm not going to keep doing it for you. Arizona court says the Dreamers are no longer eligible for in-state tuition. Well, you know, it'd be great to have that judge in California. Although, then the California boneheads would come up with a law to change even that. College students in Arizona who participate in Obama-era DACA programs are no longer eligible for cheaper in-state tuition. Now, that came through on the state Supreme Court. The ruling affects so-called Dreamers who attend Arizona three state universities. The unanimous ruling Monday will affect at least 2,000. So it's not like it was a 5-4 split, 2-1 split. No, this was unanimous. Right? So when you talk about the DACA kids in Arizona, it began in 2012 when President Donald Trump had been looking to scrap or change for quite some time. The court said it would issue a written opinion explaining its reasoning, but the high court heard arguments last week in connection with the case. Now, the Arizona Supreme Court said it was making its decision known. They wanted to get out there quickly to give the district and students time to plan for this. The case was filed under former Attorney General Tom Holm and continued by current Attorney General Mark Brnovich. who issued a statement to say that his duty was to uphold the law, period. Boy, I wish ours would do that. I wish Becerra would read a law book and figure out what his duty is here in California. He thinks his duty is to protect every illegal he can, using the money and the tax dollars from the people who are here legally, haven't stolen IDs, and are paying taxes. Now, while people can disagree what the law should be, I hope we all could agree that the Attorney General must enforce the law. Right? We can't enforce it the way we want it to be. We have to enforce it as written and put into place. Oh my God, has anybody heard that kind of common sense lately in government? Matt Haslam, spokesman for the Maricopa County Community College District, said he was very disappointed with the ruling. The ruling is troubling for 2,000 DACA students currently enrolled in Maricopa Community Colleges, he said. During the past 5 years, more than 600 DACA students earned an associate's degree or certificate from one of our colleges and are making valuable contributions to the health of our economy. How is that? No, really, seriously, I'd love to know, because they can't file taxes. So I'm tired of hearing how they're paying taxes, because that's not true. You talking about sales tax? Well, everybody who buys something, even if you come from a different country, and you walk into one of our stores here and you buy something, you pay sales tax on it. So what do we give, citizenship, or we give rights to everybody who comes to this country to and buys, I don't know, a sandwich, Coca-Cola, whatever? The chair of the State Board of Regents also lamented the decision, which came in case pursued by the Attorney General after the Community College District began allowing DACA students to pay in-state tuition several years back. Now, a lower court in 2015 rejected the Attorney General's contention that lower tuition violated a voter-approved 2006 law known as Proposition 300. It prohibited public benefits for anyone living in Arizona without legal immigration status. Well, what's wrong with it? Listen, here's the thing. If somebody comes here legally, they want to come here to school, and they come here on visas, or they come here however, legally, and we know they're here. If they don't live in that state, they pay out-of-state tuition fees. I mean, it's that simple. And I don't know for sure, but if you live in California and you go to another state to go to college, don't you pay out-of-state tuition fees? You're not a resident there. So American citizens do not get the same breaks that illegals do. What's the lesson there? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We're going to talk about your money when we come back from the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that we're spending together. Let's get to it, because I'll tell you what, with the market lately, you've had to have a package of barf bags. Seriously, it's the way it works. So I'm here with one of my favorite people, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, and as I always say, David explains finances in plain simple. Actually, David explains finances in a way I can understand it, so that's a big deal right there. Hey, David, thanks for being with me today. I always love when you're with me on the show.
My pleasure always to be on your program, and I love educating and explaining what's happening in the markets. Not necessarily do I know the future outcome, but we try to make those assumptions and predictions too.
But you've had a few years, so I'm sure your predictions based on the, your experience are pretty close to right. They have been on this show anyway.
Well, thank you for the compliment. Doing something 25 years day in, day out, I would think that I've learned a few things over the years, and there's certain patterns that if this happens, that relates to this, and that causes this market to do this. And so that's what we talk about, and that's probably why my batting average, as they say, is probably fairly good.
You know, you and I, we've talked about this, and you're smarter than I am. I just have an opinion. You have more fact than I do. But we've been talking about tariffs for a while, and I've always felt like we've been on the short end of that stick. And there's been a lot of back and forth between President Xi and President Trump over the tariffs and what they're going to nail us with. This is causing volatility in the equity markets, right? And you predicted this. So briefly, because I don't want you to eat up all the time on it, what is a tariff for those who may not know what it is? And have they put in, you know, what tariffs has China put in place that may or may not hurt us?
Well, first of all, a tariff is just basically a tax, a border tax of products coming into your country. So it raised, like, you know, for instance, United States has put on a tariff on China on steel and aluminum. So that any steel, aluminum products, and that's the only tariff that's been put in place so far, any steel, aluminum product that comes in the United States has a 25% tax. And that means that whoever buys it as a company or an individual, more so a company, is going to pay 25% more for that product. So what this does is, in theory, is it makes U.S. products cheaper. And so Americans or factories in America are going to buy a U.S. steel or U.S. aluminum or aluminum or steel from another country that does not have this tariff, which will in turn support more of the U.S.-based market.
Okay. Well, isn't that kind of good if we're supporting the U.S.-based market?
Yeah. I've always been for supporting the U.S.-based market. And I fully support President Trump in what he's the end game, what he's trying to do. What I've always said, those tariffs have never worked historically. They cause more problems than the actual benefits. There's not been a historical time where, even when President Reagan put on tariffs, it didn't benefit except for only a small minor segment of our companies here, like Harley-Davidson, because they were retooling. You know, but the one thing, I can say this, if the tariffs cause the two presidents to get together to talk and hammer a deal out that's beneficial for the United States, because it is lopsided, clearly lopsided, in the short term, then the tariffs, that's the first time this has ever worked out, and my hat is off to President Trump. If it doesn't, then, you know, we got a whole nother mess on our hands.
Well, I keep telling people, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek, read the art of the deal. I mean, if you really want to see how this president operates, if you really want to see where he comes from when he hits these deals, just read the art of the deal. You'll at least have a clue or some insight as to what he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If, you know, I will say this on tariffs. If China opens their borders to allow free trade and remove a thing called voluntary technology transfers, which is really the key to this whole thing, then this will be really good for the United States, and it will bring this trade deficit that's $55 billion a month down and, you know, $500 million almost a year back into normality. I don't think we're ever going to get to zero sum on this, but it might bring it down $100 or $200 billion a year, which, you know, still will benefit the United States. But a voluntary technology transfer is simple as this. Joe, if you were a company, if you owned a company in the United States and you wanted to go manufacture your product in China, before you do that, you have to submit your technology, how your technology functions, the production of it. And so basically you're telling them all everything that they need to know. There's a pause of time that China reviews this on a government level to see if they're going to let your company come in to build a manufacturing plant in China. And during that time, they steal the technology and make their own products that using your technology. So this is what's been done. President Trump's trying to do away with that because this would make China an open country like we are an open country. We don't require any other countries to submit their technology to us because, you know, quite frankly, most of the technology is created in the United States. So this would do away with that, and it would have a direct positive impact on the economy because, according to the Commission of Theft of American Intellectual Property, this causes a cost to the U.S. economy about $600 billion a year. So it would be a great thing. Just that would solve a lot. If President Trump can negotiate that, that would be horrendously good for the United States. I don't know if China's going to let that go, but that's the biggest fight in the backside of this whole thing.
Yeah, there's something going on, though, because they backed down, even for China, they backed down pretty quickly slash easily, don't you think?
Well, I don't want to hold my breath. That's like saying North Korea backed down quickly, easily. They still have, nuclear weapons, and, and they're still heading that direction. They're talking about doing something. Talk, unfortunately, has been very cheap. Action is what we need to see. You know, we've had presidents talk. We have not had presidents act in the United States. President Trump is talking and acting. I hope that the equivalency of the Chinese Prime Minister Xi acts and not just talks. 48 hours is a great step. But we have to make a lot more steps than just saying, let's work this thing out.
I agree with you. You know, we got to go for a break here in a second. But when we come back, I'll tell you what I want to hit on. I want to hit on who would lose. And does China really have any advantage in their retaliation? You know, isn't China more dependent on us? Let's hit on those things when we come back on the other side of the break. And you're listening to David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Good guy, been around a long time, and we're going to hit on precious metals also in the next segment. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
There you go. There's a commercial that you couldn't play today. Right? They would have hanged you for doing that. I'm Joe Bettine, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let's get back to that conversation. What's your money doing? Got your barf bag ready? We're back with David Fisher from Landmark Capital, CEO of Landmark Capital. I've known David now for quite some time. And, you know, David, one of the things that before we get into this I really want to drive home with people is, and they know me, they know my character, I don't bring people on, I don't allow people to even sponsor the show unless I trust them. And, you know, I get nothing but good reports about you. You know, you're not a hard sell company. You'll make things right. You'll make sure that people understand what they're getting themselves into. And that's one of the things I really do appreciate about you.
Well, thank you, Sean. That's what we're here for, to help people.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to it. Speaking of helping people, you know, who really would lose in this deal? Does China have any real advantage in their retaliation with us? And, you know, I've read different things. Some people even say that China is more dependent on us than we are on them. Help me understand.
Well, I don't think there's anybody would win or lose. I think both would lose. Both want to win. You know, this is kind of like a love-hate-love relationship. We both need each other. You know, China is our biggest buyer of our debt, and we're the biggest buyer of their products. So, I mean, if we both decide not to buy, if China decide not to buy our debt because they're forced to buy our debt when we buy their product and there's this trade deficit, where does the money go? It goes in them forcing into holding our debt. They hold $1.17 trillion of treasuries. Is China just going to say tomorrow we're going to sell all the treasuries? That'd be foolish on their part. They wouldn't do that. They'd collapse their holdings. They couldn't get out of the market fast enough, first of all. So this is, you know, kind of goes against what some people that don't understand, that the dollar collapsing. It can't do that. So, but, you know, we're picking a fight with our biggest creditor, and that kind of sounds strange at this time when we're escalating the debt at the largest level in history, and treasuries are being issued at the largest level in history, and the Fed is selling these treasuries at the largest level in history. Somebody, we need, you know, more people to hold the debt, not get away from it. And this is kind of the ironic of this, you know. So China has a few things up their sleeve that we don't, in my opinion. But I want to make it clear. I don't think there's any winner or loser. It's just a love-hate-love relationship. The things that China has up their sleeve is they could stop supporting our debt. And they do have, they did launch their petrol yuan here March 26. It was the highest, they traded four times more than the volume of Brent crude oil. So, I mean, it's not like it's just a blip. The first day was 23,000 contracts, more than that, that were issued in the first, hour. So, I mean, there's this whole, the world is now has another choice to play the market. They're not yet, a pilot program for the yuan being used in a payment system will be launched the second half of this year. So that means that countries can bypass the dollar and buy oil using the yuan. They're not able to do that yet, but China did that 4 days after they launched their currency and made a big trade with Russia. So that's why you're seeing some of this rhetoric with Russia, in my opinion. So, they have a long-term plan to propagate their currency. This is going to cause a competitiveness between the dollar and their currency. And that's what their end goal is. So they have that wild card. And they're not in the debt structure like we are. Their economy grew by their admittance 6.9% last year, and ours grew 2.8%. So their economy is growing faster than ours, and they have no debt. So they're in a better position financially, but they're a much smaller country, and they produce a lot less products than we do for the world. But they have a few company countries, us being their largest buyer. So it's a love-hate-love relationship. I would hate to see the thing break down. It doesn't benefit anybody.
Yeah, No. We want to get along with them and some of the other big players across the ocean here. No, you've talked about our debt previously and how it's at some point in time we've got to stop spending. And recently the CBO came out with their report on deficits. How bad are we?
Well, the CBO stands for the Congressional Budget Office. They're not Republican or Democrat. They're non-political. They released their projections for deficit over the next 10 years. In case anyone is interested, and not many people are, it seems to be, but it shows the deficits now will exceed $1 trillion every year for the next 10 and grow. This is the first report by Congress officially saying that the budget of the tax cuts are going to cause some challenges. This is a little bit different than the budget deficits under President Obama, because those were based upon being in a when we were caused by a great recession, that was temporary. By contrast, these are trillion-dollar deficits that are permanent and reflect the changes in the federal budget outlook caused by enactment of reduction of revenues, i.e. the tax bill, and massive increase of spending. We just passed a $1.3 trillion spending bill, one of the largest. So it's a different environment. Unfortunately, during this environment, we're in what you call the latter part of economic growth. We've had, which means since the last time of a correction or recession, which is 2008, we've had 10 years. So we're a cycle typically runs 7 to 8 years. We're past that normal cycle. And in that, you should be lowering your debt, gearing up for the next recession. The Fed is lowering their debt. China is selling treasuries, lowering their debt. Bankruptcies are up. Chapter 11 bankruptcies, there was a spike last year, 63%. So people are lowering their debt, although credit card debt is very high, $1 trillion.
Out of control, David.
Yeah, out of control. So there's entities, big entities, that are trying to lower their debt, but our government is doing just the opposite when it should be lowering their debt in this economic boom. We had $3.1 trillion coming in revenue to our government, the largest in a long time and maybe the largest in history, and we're ballooning our debt. This is not the time to be doing that, but it's just crazy. It's going to catch up with us, and the CBO now is clearly warning this. It's going on deaf ears, unfortunately.
Well, obviously. All right, so... But you touched on it. I don't want to just fly past it. As you said, consumer debt hit, credit card debt, if you would, No, we're not talking about car loans. We're not talking about any of that stuff. Strictly credit card debt hit $1 trillion just a couple of months ago. I hear consumer confidence is up, but, man, that it, you know, going into debt, just not a good thing. Not a good thing for these people because we're not there yet. You're still calling for another a bit of a bubble in the economy, are you not?
Well, absolutely. Matt Schultz, he's a senior industry at creditcards.com, said this, quote, this record, he's referring to the high number of credit card debt, this record should serve as a wake-up call to Americans to focus on their credit card debt. Even if you feel your debt is manageable right now, know that you will be, there will be one-time emergency from a real trouble, from being in real trouble, excuse me, end quote. So, you know, this is, we think we just can take care of it. Unfortunately, this is a belief system that, oh, we'll take care of it then when we get there. It's a government belief. It's a individual belief by certain people who have a large credit card debt. That's, you know, I've heard reports on financial news here just this last week saying that's the worst thought to have. We should be taking care of the debt now because history has shown it's so much more difficult to take care of debt in a financial turmoil or a recessionary environment than to take care of that debt during a booming economic development environment. And yet last year, credit cards rose the most significant last year compared to any other year since 2008.
And you think that was because that people felt with the new president, the way things were going, they were going to be just fine. It's going to be just fine.
Just, you know, just like I said on your program 6-8 months ago, this is euphoria. I said it at the beginning of the year. Last year was euphoria. It's not normal. To think that's going to continue is absurd. It is not. That's a market performing like it did, and I said it's not going to perform like that this year. And the thought creating that is, since President Trump is still the president, he's still in office, President Trump cannot, in essence, really dictate markets, although his tweets sometimes do influence the market, and recently they have been. The direction of correction, he cannot stop a correction, neither can he cause a massive economic boom. He can do some influencing of it, but, you know, the markets are going to react dependent upon other influences more than just what our president says.
And what our president says is important, or tweets for that matter. We'll be back in a minute. More with David Fisher after this.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Listening to Real Silo, GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I bring David on because, you know, he's a straight shooter. I mean, seriously, he doesn't talk over my head. I figure if he doesn't talk over my head and I'm not the smartest guy in the room, then the rest of you should get this without a problem. And it's never a hard sell with him. It's never a push. I want you to have the information you need. I don't care how little money you have or how much money you have, getting information is a good thing. Having guys like him out there that are willing to talk with you and work with you and not do a hard sell and send you the information you need to make a difference with your family and with yourself is a big deal. So David Fisher joins me. I'm back with David Fisher from the CEO of Landmark Capital. Not from. He's the CEO. That's totally different. CEO of Landmark Capital. I always appreciate it when he's on with me. And, you know, we get to stay straight a scoop from David. And even though, he's into precious metals, we talk about every aspect of the economy, whether it's stocks and bonds and burying cash in your backyard, using an ATM machine, whatever it is, we like to discuss it. And David will give you a well-rounded, equal look at these kind of things. Again, David, thanks for being with me. And why is gold up so much today?
Well, I wouldn't say so much, but it's up more than normal. We were up as much as 1.5% today. We're slightly under a percent. And this will kind of piggyback what we talked about here the last session. President Trump tweeted this morning, vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills people and enjoys it, end quote. So this causes uncertainty. It says, well, if we're going to shoot missiles at Syria, Russia might defend them. Russia might partner with other countries. This could turn into not a necessarily a nuclear war, but a financial war. And there's been a lot of tweets back and forth with Russia and possibly putting on sanctions on them also. So as such, gold has been the asset historically that people go to when there's uncertainty. And gold is coming back into that favor again when there's this type of, you know, when we were going back and forth with North Korea, typically when those tweets were happening, gold was making higher levels than before, and it's kind of doing the same thing today. The dollar's down. Stocks are off a little over 200 points. They're off even more than that and some less than this. But you're going to see this volatility. You know, one day it's this way. The other day it's a totally different picture. It is going to be – it's unfortunately the markets are operating not in a trend lines up or down, but they're operating in a sideways movement. All markets are right now, stocks and metals. Because it's dependent upon the short-term daily tweets or news that's at hand, and that's going to influence these markets. Eventually, we're going to break out of this pattern, though. I think it's going to be sometime next year, although if we have something of major news, then the patterns will be broken out of. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, I hate to say it this way, but I think you're going to see more downside in stocks and more upside in gold. I'm not saying that because I'm a precious metal deal. I'm saying that because the market's highly overvalued compared to historical precedented times. And we have a debt problem we haven't dealt with will cause gold to go up. And we're moving with higher rates as the Fed, which is bad for stocks, good for gold. But, you know, on a side note with this, there's a new index out there, and many people probably know this already, but I'm a regular contributor to TD Ameritrade. They interview me quite regularly now. And on their website, there's an index that represents the retail investor. It's the IMX index. This is an index that talks about how enthusiastic investors are. It's not what they're saying, but what they're doing. So it's actually based upon actual movements of placing, buying or selling trades in the market and how long they hold those positions. This index tells the clear-cut picture, and that index is down 30% since the last 3 months, which means the real investor, the retail investor, chooses not to play in this highly volatile market, which tells us that a lot of the market ups and down is driven by commercial investments, the big mutual funds and the big hedge funds and the big trust companies and brokerage companies. They're the ones that are holding this thing together and moving the market up and down with computers placing orders. So the small investor is saying, I don't want to play the game until this thing stabilizes, is what this really tells us.
Yeah, you know, all this stuff ties together. I keep telling people your mantra has been for years, 25, 25, 25, 25, which is money in real estate, money in precious metals, money in stocks, and as I like to say, money buried in a plastic coffee can in the backyard so it doesn't rust. But, you know, really you should diversify, right? I mean, and that doesn't,
you know,
that's not too complicated.
That's very much of a key strategy right now. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Pull some money off the market. Sit on the sidelines. Let's sit this thing out. Don't have 100% there. Get some safety net gold for your portfolio because we will have a change is coming. And we're going to have higher rates, higher prices of metals, higher debt as a country. It's inevitable. And when the market does go through a big change, historically, gold has been something that you want to have a lot more of a percentage of your assets in than very little at this time. So, yeah, make some changes before the turmoil happens during the lull of the markets.
Okay, now the important one, they need to go to your website, right? LandmarkGold.com and sign up for your white paper. And you know what? Time is up. Which bubble will burst first? You know, you've been talking about this for a while. You've been talking about the market resetting, and people just keep tra-la-la-ing along. I mean, tell me what they, first of all, tell people what they need to do to get the paper, and secondly, what bubble are you talking about?
Well, the easiest way to get the paper is by calling the old-fashioned way at 844-715-7311. The other way is going to landmarkgold.com and filling out the information there for us to send it to you. What bubble I'm referring to? The largest bubble in history. There's several bubbles that are being formed. Credit card was one we talked about. Treasuries are another, which is the largest bubble in the history of the world. It's called sovereign debt, what governments have issued. It's now $14 trillion, and of that, 4.5 is what the Fed holds, and they're selling it. So we're going to end up in a, while they're selling it, the treasuries are saying we got to create more because there's not enough revenue coming to the government while the government's ballooning their debt. This is a perfect storm for a major move in gold, because when this thing does settle down and all come to fruition, and it will, and I think it's going to be next year, it's going to be a totally different environment than what people are seeing today. It's going to be very close, if not greater, than a 2007 environment. People have nothing to do with gold are saying this. Economic people and people have run large hedge funds like Jeffrey Gundlach, the bond king, he's saying this change is coming. Bill Gross is saying it. I can go on and on. Just about every week, another entity that very well respected comes out and says, this is not going to continue this way. And when this thing changes, if sovereign debt becomes an issue, and it looks like it will be, this is going to change the landscape significantly different than when we're at.
Again, it's one of those things that people have to take slow. They can't get crazy. They can't get nervous about. You and I have been talking about this for the last few weeks. It's kind of like you see the market's taking off one way or the other way. Relax. Let it play out to a degree. And if they want any information, they want some ideas on what to do, they can call 844-715-7311. David Fisher, always a pleasure to have you with me.
My pleasure, Joe.
This is great, because when you look at the market and you listen to what people say, and you get bombarded with these commercials. You don't want to. I don't want to insult anybody who might be sponsoring the network or another station. But you get all these commercials that start bombarding you when you see the market take a nosedive. And those commercials are all about, the market uncertainty, world war uncertainty. Talk about playing on some of your fears. You're going to buy silver. You're going to buy gold. And it really is a bigger picture than that. For some of you who don't have a whole bunch of money, you don't want to get caught totally in the stock market. You don't want to get caught totally in gold and silver or precious metals. You don't want to get caught totally with a bunch of cash under your mattress. You want to diversify a bit. And sometimes it just seems ridiculous, a small amount of money. Maybe you got 10 grand, it's $2,500 in each, or your real estate, obviously your home, or start saving money. Interest rates can't do anything but go up at some point in time here. A lot of my friends I talk about in the mortgage business, they want to seem optimistic, but if the bubble hits, they're worried. They're very worried. And then, look at, I'm watching what was happening with the market just like the rest of you are. You see the angst with China, and I don't, it's like anything else. At some point in time, we have to stop the train to fix the train. We have to stop the imbalance in trade to fix it. And I think China knew we were serious this time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of religious type of things, like a federal court upholding a ruling that a cross-shaped monument on public land is unconstitutional, even though it's been there longer than any two people on the court have been on the earth. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.